What's goody? This episode of the Nothing Podcast is sponsored in part by J-Main, aka Baby OG on Facebook. Unfortunately, he did not provide for me the proper audio and information for me to guide you to him. However, I do want you guys to head over to YouTube, type in Baby OG, it might be you, and give him some love. He did want to be sponsored and advertised, but I don't think he understood how this works. So I'm still going to do my just do and give him his proper respect. Y'all make sure y'all go check him out, and I appreciate him for sponsoring this episode.
Hey, man, you know, I think it comes a point in time in your life where you got to think, man, maybe it ain't everybody. Maybe it's just me. Or in this case, it's you. It's you. You're telling me I'm the one that's acting different, but it's you. You're telling me I'm the one who's really been tripping, but it's you. You're telling me I'm the one that's acting foul, but it's you. My nigga, it's you. My nigga, it's you. You say I'm playing games and all the while, yeah, it's true. Just look at what you do. I done learned it all from you. You're telling me I'm the one that's acting different, but it's you. Hey, my nigga, it's you. Hey, my nigga, it's you. You the one that always talking like you mean it right. Try to keep it real, but you really just can't keep it tight. Can't even spot your fake friends cause you ain't peeped it right. Whoever swam with the stars just couldn't see at night. You the one that had people you was close to. Even on Halloween you couldn't treat them like you was supposed to. Just stop telling niggas, that's all I told you. Burnt all your bridges, now you asking what the boats do. She had your child, then she should have been your everything. I thought you had it all.
Run a 2-in-1 night? What's up? You want to run a 2-in-1 night?
Absolutely.
You want to run a 2-in-1 night?
Absolutely.
Let's
Let's do it.
Let's make it happen. Yes, sir.
Get the paperwork for this bar.
Get Al Haymon.
Absolutely.
Out here.
I don't need Al Haymon.
Let me call Al Haymon.
I'm my own boss.
2-in-1 night. Got your hat.
It's that little Chico Pitbull, Mr. 305 till I die. Listen live online 24/7. You know what it is.
It's Nelly wishing everybody a happy holiday.
This is Rihanna. Let's get up close and intimate.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G. And I hope y'all ready for the bombest mother ever grace the airwaves in this town.
Everybody know this your boy back. Kwame.
Hey, back.
I'm holding it down for DJ exclusives. Just spin it,
motherfucking man.
Yeah.
Everything we do, we put Versace on the sofa. The money got me geek, like I took a hit of coke. My life is a movie, I gotta stay focused.
Let's go.
Came
New
a long
J. Cole.
Way, man. We came a long way. We sitting on top of the shit. This shit can go one of two ways. This shit can go up. It can go down. Either way, nigga, I'm prepared. Feel me?
Yeah.
I be coming in peace, but fuck me. Best beware the others, this shit deep. Undercover's creep, this southern heat. Make them bearable, summer just last week. Seen your mama weep, crying cause she don't wanna bury your brother. The blood leaks, why the EMTs gotta carry her baby like surrogate mothers. Whoa,
Thank God we survived around with a terrorist. Suffered though traumatized, wouldn't trade it for nothing through hard times. It was there I discovered a hustle and making the best out of struggle. I kept grinding to the step, but level respect mine. Gotta stay out of trouble, cause tech nines like the air.
Get off my dick!
Whole world niggas knowing what it is. Just in case they don't, I show them what it is. Then summer, I do real numbers, couldn't dare touch it if they settled up with this. Black hot niggas burning up the street. Shots popping and we heard it up the street. It's a war, niggas running up the score. Teacher said that you should turn the other cheek. What's these niggas getting murdered every week? Dead bodies smell the odor in the street. My homie got out on parole. He's on my Coca-Cola than the soda industry. Summertime bring the coldest winter breeze. Hella blues like the rolling 60s. Christ went to heaven age 33 and sold it Pepsi and sold it Nipsey.
Yeah. You are now rocking with DJ F exclusive, Connecticut's yeah. finest female I DJ. Told
you. Yeah. I told you. This shit can go up, it can go down. I don't give a fuck, nigga. I done seen the highest heights. I done seen it twice. And I seen the lowest of the low.
I drive myself, so I don't need a chauffeur. A finale in my belt, so I don't need a holster. Bacon and bread, who the fuck need a toast? Should I be the murder like OJ?
God damn it! Yeah.
Burger.
I came to pod, ladies and gentlemen.
Vampin' or you can't.
Just like the rich ones there.
Get rich, bitch.
Come on!
I drive myself, so I don't need a chauffeur. A finale in my belt, so I don't need a holster.
Yeah.
Been getting bread, who the fuck needs a toast? Should I be the murder like OJ and Mimosa?
God damn it!
Only thing missing is the white Bronco. I've been trying to get rich off that white Bronco.
Yeah.
Now I'm selling crypto, but I'm not a crypto. But I got that blue liquid sitting in my bank like it's hypno.
Yeah,
shit, I'm on my shit though, like baby in a puller. Don't play with a puller,
right.
Just like a pair of huggies. I put guns on your head, just like I gave you another. I knew drug dealers that was rich and now they turned to the drugs. All in all, no complaints because I beat the odds.
You got it.
You can meet me at the plaza if you need a judge.
Yeah.
Even the boys know that we beat them
yeah.
all. Put the windows up, you can't see the stars. That's some double I'm charging if I'm driving the Wraith.
Facts.
Guns like it's Contra, cause niggas they die when they say. I'd rather stay dangerous when you see me fly through the ocean. For the new watch, and I drop the pop in the face.
I'm
a shit popper, but I back it up.
Woo.
You get locked in the wrong house, I have them pack you up.
Get them.
On my way sideways, is how the Mac was tucked. That shit hit you feel like the Mac was truck.
Jerry,
that shit hit you feel like the Mac was truck.
Y'all already know what I came to do.
Poppin', poppin', all these rocks is out of rock. I'm never stopping. Let it jet.
God damn it!
When he trying to, ain't finna beef about no bitch dog. She mine too. Press these niggas about them issues up that iron too. Put all my ops on t-shirts, come through like a dry dude.
He
was playing Chris, so he got bad too.
Yeah.
Cartier on all my brothers, I do mine too. Come through all these snakes, I use a fan.
Yeah.
Back to back, them race, we in the line too.
Wait a minute!
Chasing us. Why they chasing us? We gon' hit them up. Y'all ain't get enough. Now go get them up. The flux is hot, but we ain't stopping till we catch a body. Yeah, I got ops. Gon' be the one to start it. Ain't gon' stop it. Y'all got demons in my body. Skeletons all in my closet. Had to get bang, ain't had no options. Till I made it out of mind when he trying to.
Rest in peace, King Vaughn.
Bitch dog, she mad too. Press these niggas about them issues up that iron too. Put all my ops on t-shirts, come through like a dry dude.
Let
it! He's playing creep, so he got bad too. My brothers, I do man too. Come through all these snakes, I use a fan too. Back to back, them rich, we in the line too.
Yeah, what's goody, what's goody? It's your girl, DJ F exclusive with the Nothing Podcast and Everything Lit. And this is episode 79. Got your hat. Now, do remember after episode 80, which will drop next Tuesday, I am going on a break, going on a vacation. I have an album and an EP that I need to do and focus on. And not that I do not enjoy podcasting with everything inside of me, every fiber of my being. It just kind of makes it impossible for me to focus on the music, especially now that I have returned back to a slave job. Shout out to Samsung. Now, with no further ado, I bring to you the pod. Do remember, you can shop all your official Nothing Podcast merch at nothingmerch.com.
DJFSclusive.com. And yes, that advertisement was a part of the pod. Please bear with me. I've been drinking and I've been smoking. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm focused. I've been drinking, I've been smoking. Don't know what I'm doing, but I'm focused. Now, all jokes aside, episode 79, gonna give y'all some of the latest and greatest in the hip hop culture space. Gonna give y'all some news, some information. Gonna just talk about what's been going on. If you are not a follower, a member, a supporter of Everything Lit, the group is public, please like, share, and follow. Join. We get it popping up in here, and this is where I get the majority of the content that I talk to about. If you are not following the Nothing Podcast page, then you probably don't know nothing that I'm talking about, or maybe you do, but if you really want the scoop, join Nothing Pod, join Everything Lit, be an official member of Everything Lit and the Nothing Pod fan base, and be a part of NPS. We love everybody that love us. I'm also going to reveal my top five that is alive. So, when I say my top five that's alive, I am talking about artists that are currently making music. So yes, Kool G Rap is still alive. KRS-One, they still alive. Rakim, they still alive. Yeah. Bite me. Them niggas are not consistent. Them niggas are not making music. Those niggas are not relevant currently in the hip-hop space. Cannot call yourself a hip-hop head if everybody on your list are motherfuckers that have not dropped a song, let alone had a hit in the past 20, 30, 40 something years. That's not fair to the motherfuckers that's out here diligently busting their ass, giving us that cook coke. So I'm going to give y'all my top five, and I'm going to tell y'all why that is. I'm also going to give y'all my top five artists from Connecticut. There's a lot of motherfuckers that like to talk about who's doing what in Connecticut, and I fuck with it, I feel it, I respect it. But y'all picks are off. The same reasons that I give the top five to an industry nigga would be the same reason that I'll give a top five to an unsigned nigga. Are they consistent? That's important. Y'all motherfuckers name niggas that are not consistent. Being consistent is important. Being hot where you're from is important. And having motherfuckers fuck with you is important. So my top five, that is the case for those artists. I'm also going to give y'all the rapid fire nothingness, where we touch on some things that's going on in the culture, but we don't feel like giving it a whole segment. You know how we is. Niggas is lazy. And I'm going to try to give y'all the best pod that I know how to give y'all, but a lot of motherfuckers be getting me fucked up. So before I get into the pod, I want to touch on that. Listen, I'm friendly, I'm personable, and I'm trying to build my brand. With that being said, I will add anybody. I will befriend just about anybody. But don't think just because I added you as a friend and I comment on your post and I engage with you that you know me. Motherfucker, you do not. Y'all motherfuckers think that you can say whatever you want to say to me and talk to me however you want to talk to me, and I'm not going to respond. I'm not going to be disrespectful because I am out here trying to build my brand. Au contraire, mon frère. The motherfuckers that's supposed to be following me will follow me. True MPS, understand me. Y'all motherfuckers want to exploit my platform, post your corny ass music, share your post from your personal page that you done shared in 1,000 other groups and other places, and y'all want me to respect you, nigga. Fuck you. It's been motherfuckers that I communicated with and we cool on certain topics, but they don't agree with me on everything, and I damn sure don't agree with them on everything. So when they don't agree with me, this is when they feel like they can get their shit off. Listen, my personal pages, my group, my Instagram, my Twitter is not where you come to get your shit off.
You want to get your shit off, you post that shit on your regular page, because what it seems like to me is y'all get on your regular page and you motherfucking talk to yourself. Nobody fuck with you and engage with you on the level that you want them to engage with you. And I give you the attention that you want, so you fuck with me. Well, that's over. That's over. Don't hop in my inbox talking to me about no motherfucking Dogecoin and what you've seen me say in the past about how I feel about stocks. Don't jump in my inbox talking about nothing. I don't care. I said what the fuck I said, and if you feel a way, defriend me, block me, leave everything lit. But stop trying to put your shit on me. Don't limit me to your expectations. Don't expect for me to do what you do. And don't expect for me to rock with you just because you rock with me, nigga. It don't work like that. I am a shepherd. I'm going to say that again. I am a shepherd. I am anointed. I am touched. I have abilities. I have gifts. Niggas, follow me. I can't say that about y'all. But what I can say is, y'all recognize that about me. So y'all want to get y'all shit off on my platform. Nigga, eat a dick. Eat a dick. And I see the subs. So I'm going to address the subs. I'm not going to say your name, but I'm going to address your sub. I will talk to you like this in your face, nigga. I don't care about the guns you post. I don't care about what city you from. I don't care about how many times you've been to jail, who you know from jail, what you may or may not have done on the streets of Detroit, nigga. Stop talking to me like you know me. Stop talking to me like you know me. You do not. I've never had a sober conversation with you. I've never been sober when I've talked to you. You have never visited me. You have never purchased anything from nothingmerch.com. All you do is jump on my post and bother me. Leave me alone. If I'm not for you, I'm not. But I can tell you right now, you making it real clear you not for me. And if I gotta block you and defriend you and stay off your post, I could do that. I'm not around. Same for this little shorty that found me. I don't know where the fuck she came from. She hit me up. Oh, I like your podcast. I like everything that you be posting. Yeah, whatever. Ignore it, shorty. But in true Moab Daddy fashion, if you support me and you show me that you fuck with me, I'm gonna continue to fuck with you. So, in spite of not being attracted to shorty, not seeing myself ever in any types of shapes or forms, fucking shorty, telling shorty I love her, being with her, giving her my number, calling her when I miss somebody, never seen that with her, I was like, yeah, maybe I'm gonna talk to her though. Because what I see in women and what I want from women may not be what I need in women. So maybe I should look at women that approach me the way that she did. It's red flags coming out this girl ears. But because she's not my girlfriend, I don't give a fuck about her red flags. I'm not trying to be her girlfriend. I'm just trying to get to know her to find out where me and her could possibly go. Because understands me, I'm 35 years old. I don't do correspondence for no reason. Either it matters, is business, or you really inspire me to be a better version of me. But If it's none of that, then I don't give a fuck. And that's really what it is with her. She don't inspire me. I don't want to fuck. It ain't really nothing with her. But she was showing me that it's something with me as it pertains to her. So I was trying to be respectful. Then she put me on with an artist. She put me on with an artist. And I fuck with this artist. Me and this artist gonna go a long way. So I was like, yeah, maybe I could give it a try. But again, she reminded me, bitch, you ain't shit to me. And she said some things that made me feel like you want me to care about you more than I do. You want me to talk to you in a way that I will not. And you don't understand that I am protecting my peace. She claimed that I ruined her day. She claimed that I am insensitive to how I talk to other people. I did not ruin your day. I told you the truth, and I am not insensitive to how I talk to other people. I, again, tell the truth, and I deal with adults. And people that cannot take what I say, then fuck them. And that's how I feel about you, beloved. And if you listen to this, I'm sorry. You can defriend me. You can do whatever you want, but you will never, ever, 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 ever talk to me again. Because you're not ready for a person like me. You hurt. You've been through shit. You damaged. You got a lot going on with you. And you need to go to therapy and you need to get that right. Stop reaching out to people because you're not ready. You understand? This is what I'm on this episode. I'm keeping it a bean. I'm talking about me. I'm talking about the culture. We playing hits. It might not mean nothing to y'all, but I am walking into my Love Yourself Cleanse movement. Everybody can't go, and some of y'all getting left behind.
And I'm going to go out there and perform and do what I do best.
Blood, you really want to take them both on at the same night? Both
Absolutely.
Brothers?
Easy. You got two fake fighters. A fake fighter. I'm a real fighter.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Right here, please.
Yep.
Alright,
yeah.
Looking over here? What's up? You wanna run it 2-in-1 night? What's up? You wanna run it 2-in-1 night?
Absolutely.
You wanna run it 2-in-1 night?
Absolutely. Absolutely, let's do it.
Let's make it happen.
Let's make it happen.
Yes, sir.
Get the paperwork for this bum.
Get Al Heyman.
Absolutely. I don't need Al Heyman.
Let me call Al Heyman.
I'm my own boss. I'm my own boss.
2-in-1 night. Got your hat.
Now, it might not mean nothing to y'all, but I'm pretty convinced that whole thing was staged. But what was not staged was the condition of Floyd Mayweather's hair. I'm kind of thinking that the altercation was fake. You know, they're trying to sell Wolf tickets to this pay-per-view event. They want us to feel like there's some type of hostility between the two of them so we can buy more into the fight, buy more into the stage shenanigans. I don't think that Logan Paul taking his hat off was scripted or was a part of the whole thing. So I think Floyd's anger was genuine. I don't think Floyd was angry because he took his hat off and he was like, oh, I got your hat. I think he was more so angry because Floyd looked like an old man that's been abusing drugs and alcohol for several years. I don't care how much money you got. You still gotta look like you give a fuck. And he didn't look like he gave a fuck. And like I said last week,
I believe this is a money grab. You know, my homeboy was telling me, oh, he don't think it's that, but it's definitely that. I don't care what Floyd may have said in any kind of interview. I don't care where Floyd has been on camera and made you feel that he's authentic and he's this and he's that. You got to understand, this is the job of controlled media. This is the job of people that get paid to make us believe shit and sell us shit. If Floyd was really okay, he wouldn't be trying to do two fights in one night against two nobody boxers. Floyd is reaching. I'm kind of glad Logan Paul took his hat, because that for me was the most interesting aspect of this up and coming bout between Floyd Mayweather and Logan Paul.
Everybody know this, hey, your boy Kwame. Hey, I'm holding it down for DJ Exclusives. Just spinning, man.
Listen, if you ain't watched the Versus this weekend,
it's just what
it then this just might not mean nothing to y'all.
Lay back and just be there. You can practice in DJ.
But I'm about to do it for the grown-ups.
You don't hear me though.
Some of y'all might not have been outside, but if y'all was,
every man wants a woman where him and her can just go hang.
Hey,
just the two of them alone, keep back doing their own thing. Every man wants a woman that can always keep them in the mood.
You already know.
And I'm that kind of girl.
So this is what I tell my dude. I tell him to
drop your shoes and relax your feet.
Sing it for me, fellas. You already know I'm about to give it up for my ladies. You already know the business.
Now who's
you love me.
Yeah, yeah.
What would you know that you belong to another girl who loves you?
That's a fact. Know who she is. Even gonna hold you, the verses was fucking crazy. There's a lot of mixed reviews going on online, but I disregard those because many of the people that's talking wouldn't know how to write a hit record, sing a hit record, produce a hit record, or perform one if they life depended on it. So no disrespect, but all respect. Fuck your opinion and your view. You have no idea what you were listening to, what you were watching. You experience history. It was motherfuckers out here comparing that versus to Redman and Method Man. See, this is why I have to learn how to like ignore motherfuckers on social media, because niggas say stupid shit and then it triggers me and then I just want to argue with them. But I gotta remember, they're dumb. So you can't argue with a dummy, because the whole point of a debate is for something to be brung out of it. I need to get something from your side. You need to get something from my side. But we live in a world of ignorance, dumb shit, where regardless of what you say, niggas is still gonna hold on to that shit regardless if it's dumb or not. And comparing SWV to Escape was dumb. Now, I can tell y'all a few things that I felt was a little fucked up. I thought it was fucked up that Escape had DeBrat, who was drunk as fuck, fucked up her verse like two times. And when she came in, the energy wasn't the same as when she tried to jump on the first two times. She was drinking way too much behind the stage. I think it was real fucked up that Escape played way too many songs that Candy wrote or helped produce, not enough Escape records. They had way more Escape records that they could have played. They did not play half of the Off the Hook album, which is, in my opinion, their best album. And they was playing like Bills, Bills, Bills by Destiny's Child. And of course they played No Scrubs and like some remix that somebody flipped of No Scrubs. You ain't had to play those records. And honestly, I ain't want to give them no points for those records. I can say shout out to them for playing Am I Dreaming, because that is my shit. Matter of fact, let me get my favorite part off. That song is so fucking fire. I don't know where old school is now, but I am willing to give their new music a listen. That shit is so fire. Honestly, if I had to put my vote on who won the verses, I would say if they played their actual catalogs and played the songs that I would have played, it would have been a tie. Or I would have had to say if there was no ties allowed, Escape edged out a slight victory, but I'm going to just keep it real. I drank a bottle of wine, puffed a couple of L's. I was in my zone because that music is relevant to my prime. Coco had a little attitude when she came out. She claims that someone died at the hotel that she was at and it bothered her. I call a cap on that. I personally feel like that's something that you could have addressed at the verses. You could have definitely, you didn't have to go into full detail, but you could have definitely said, hey, you know, if my mood is off or I seem some type of way, it's because I experienced something traumatic today. I experienced someone lose their life and I'm not really coping well with that. But because y'all are the fans and I made a commitment, I am here for y'all. And guess what? Everybody would have understood. Everybody would have respected your attitude and your vibe and how you were. But let's just call a spade. Coco is known for being a diva. She's known for always having an attitude and not really being with it. I don't know the girl from Escape's name because she hardly sings. She was hardly a relevant factor of the group. But her and Lily from SWV, way too long-winded. I love Lily. I love her husband. I love what she has built for her life. But everybody, when people think about SWV, they think about Coco. So if anybody wants to hear anybody be long-winded, they want to hear Coco. But on the other side, I understand Lily, because Lily been around Coco for years, so she know when Coco is not in the vibe, when she's not feeling herself, so she is going to do what she got to do as a band member. But I just was screaming shut the fuck up a lot of the battle, and not even just to her, to the girl from Escape. There was a lot of phony business going around. I am happy that Tiny was there because everybody was wondering if she was going to show up, but everybody was cracking jokes. She was trying to get somebody drunk. You know, she was out there trying to look cute. The audience made her run back. What's the John? I was cracking on it, saying that she was singing about mollies and drugs. I can't think of the joint on the top of my head. But Tiny had a solo Escape joint that was a big record. They made her play that twice. Overall, the verses was an enjoyable experience. I did fuck with it. It was a good verses compared to a lot of the verses that have happened in the past. I am looking forward to more verses on this level of what do I want to say? I feel like a lot of verses in the past, they were not evenly matched. It was very few verses that those two artists should have been going up against each other. For example, there should have never been a Luda versus Nelly verses. And I feel like because so many good artists was wasted on bad matchups, we'll never get the proper matchup for those artists. Like, a lot of people believe Luda should have went up against Missy. I disagree. I think it should have been Luda and Busta Rhymes. That is fair. They're both animated. They both got a catalog, and that would have been a good battle. I don't think DMX, rest his heart, should have went up against Snoop Dogg, because first of all, many fans of DMX are not fans of Snoop Dogg and vice versa. And as a fan of DMX, I did not want to watch that versus because I didn't want to hear Snoop's music. I watched it because I wanted to hear D, but I would have much rather heard DMX go up against someone else. If I had to put a name on it, shit, I would have took a DMX and Method Man before I took a Redman and Method Man. You know what I'm saying? I would have took a DMX and maybe... Who else is alive that could have shown up to a versus and gave DMX some smoke? Shit, there ain't even that many people that could fuck with DMX. I can't even really think about anybody right now. But if you could think of somebody that could have showed up to a versus and it been fair between them and DMX, drop it in the comments. Let me know what you think. Overall, I think ever since Swiss and Tim went to Triller, the production value of the verses has gotten better, but the matchups have not. This was a good matchup, and I'm looking forward to see what they will do in the future. But they really, 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 really got to get better with these matchups. And they also got to start to consider using new artists. because they're wasting all of the classic artists on matchups that nobody wants to hear. So instead of doing that, why don't you do shit like Lil Durk versus Lil Baby or something like that? Let the new kids get some, because these new niggas, some of them got a catalog where they can give you 20. They can give you 20. Some of these new cats got a catalog. And I know a lot of people want to see Drake and Chris Brown. I'm around for Drake and Chris Brown, but if Drake gonna do a versus, I want him to do it against another hip-hop artist. I need him to solidify himself as the greatest that is currently living. I need Drake to come out and prove that he is the best living rapper, not just by consistently putting out songs that people will not stop playing, but going up against someone else that is remotely to his caliber, that is just as popular, and coming out on top. Until Drake does that, his pen is questionable, he is questionable. And speaking of Drake, his son needs to go bathe in the sun. That little boy looks like a fucking alien. His eyes are red, he pale as fuck. What 50 Cent say about Charlie Baltimore? Looked like he died last week. That little, and I don't like talking about kids like that.
For Drake's investors, son, with the stock market reaching record highs and cryptocurrency continuing to boom. Here to explain cryptocurrency is Weekend Update financial expert Lloyd Ostertag.
Thank you, Michael.
Well, now
the Doge Father.
Okay, Doge Father. So, hang on. So, we got some questions. So, for our viewers who may not know anything about this, what are cryptocurrencies?
They're a type of digital money, but instead of being controlled by a central government, they're decentralized using blockchain technology. And lately, prices have been soaring for cryptos like Bitcoin, Ethereum, and especially Dogecoin.
Oh, right. Now, what is Dogecoin?
Well, it actually started as a joke based on an internet meme. Mm-hmm. But now it's taken off in a very real way.
Okay, but what is Dogecoin?
Well, it was created in 2013 and has a circulating supply of 117 billion coins, of which 113 billion have already been mined.
Right, cool. So what is Dogecoin?
Yeah, like I said, it's a digital currency.
Like, okay, for instance, this is a dollar, right? It's real.
See? Sort of. Sort of real. Yeah.
So what is Dogecoin?
About as real as that dollar.
Now, Colin, are you making any sense of this?
Me? Well, I've actually been reading a lot about it, yeah, and I'm trying to diversify my investment portfolio. Mm-hmm. My question is, what is Dogecoin?
I'm glad you asked.
It's a good question.
Well, it's the future of currency. It's an unstoppable financial vehicle that's going to take over the world.
I get that, but what is it, man?
I keep telling you, it's a cryptocurrency you can trade for conventional money.
Oh, so it's a hustle.
Yeah, it's a hustle.
Why didn't you say that, man? Ghost father, everybody. It's a hustle.
To the moon.
You see, it might not mean nothing to y'all, but listen, Linda, listen. I'm talking slowly because I want to choose my words. I don't want to come off angry. I don't want to come off like a Mrs. Know-it-all. But I want to be real clear in my verbiage and what I'm saying, if that makes any sense. I guess the best way for me to do it is just to say this. If you are invested in Dogecoin, I am not mad at you because I am invested in Dogecoin. I have made a lot of money off of Dogecoin. That is because I have figured out a system in which to manipulate Dogecoin. Why did I figure out this system? Because Dogecoin was my first true, real investment into cryptocurrency, into the stock market in a whole, right? The way that I got into Dogecoin is a few people, some that I know personally, some online, were like, hey, I know how you feel about investing. I know you think it's gambling, but this right here, my nigga, You can't lose. Is what they said. When they told me this, Dogecoin was trading for about 3 cents. This was in January. I know this because I still have, you know, when you go on your Robinhood, you can see when you bought something from the market. And I bought my Doge in January, right? I started watching it slowly grow enough for me to be like, all right. But then what everybody was talking about started happening. It started slowly going from shit like 10 cent, 15 cent, 20 cent, then it's 30 cent. And then come 420, it hit like 45 cent. Elon Musk sitting out these tweets, people like Doge to the moon, Doge to the moon. But the more that it raised, the more that it would dip substantially. And I get sick of motherfuckers like, oh, don't panic sell. Buy the dip. Buy the dip. If you invest like I invest, you invest the same way that you pay your bills. You got a certain amount of money that you have every 2 weeks, every week, or however often that you get paid, that you are willing to throw into the stock market because you should not be investing things that you are not willing to lose. I say that to say every single time Doge or anything you're invested in dips, you cannot afford to buy the dip. Nor is constantly buying the dip to your benefit, because buying the dip only raises your average purchase amount and ultimately decreases your gains. I'm gonna say that again. Constantly buying the dip only maximizes your average purchase cost and minimizes your gains. So for all the motherfuckers like buy the dip, buy the dip, buy the dip, they're not saying that for you. These are motherfuckers that have tens, thousands of dollars invested in said stock. And when you buy the dip, it helps them because that stock goes back up when it was failing. And because crypto is volatile as it is, Doge continuously dipping lets me know Doge is a pump and dump. They pump it up on certain days or between certain hours. And then on certain days and in certain hours, they dump it. If you do your research on Doge, Doge is in a minimum amount of wallets. And some of those wallets are like Robinhood, Webull, and the platforms that allow you to buy Doge. They store your Doge for you in a wallet, right? But some of these wallets belong to people like Jeff Bezos and other multimillionaires. And this is what Elon was talking about when he said he would put his full force behind Doge when not so many whales own so much of Doge. That has not changed. Also, the problem that I have with Doge is there is no tangible product that justifies the price of Doge, which is why it can go up and down the way it does. Let me make that make sense for you. Let's use Apple. Apple goes up and down, but it never plummets the way that you see Doge plummet, because Apple sells iPads, iPhones, iMacs, Apple TV. There's all kind of services to in which you can get if you buy into Apple. So when those products sell, the Apple stock receives revenue, which keeps the numbers going up, or they keep them leveled. If it goes down, it's never as much as you will see a Doge or a Bitcoin or something like that, because outside of the market, they're not depending on people to buy the shares, rather people buy the actual items. Doge has no tangible items. It is not a thing. It is a joke. It is a meme that entered the cryptocurrency space because it's a lot easier to do that than to be in the actual stock market. Again, there's nothing wrong with this. You can make real money, but you need to understand what you're investing in. Everybody's mad at Elon Musk. They said that he tanked Doge, but did you listen to what he said? He said that he's the Doge father. He was actually hyping Doge up. It was Saturday Night Live that tanked Doge. It was Saturday Night Live that said it was a hustle, which it is. And the hustle is buying in at a good rate and selling it when it's high, buying it again when it's low, and selling it again when it's high. A lot of people are saying, oh, Doge is a good long-term investment. It is not. It is a good long-term investment if you bought your Doge under 25 cents. If you got it under 30 cents. If you got your Doge at a number that no matter how much it tanks, it will not tank below the number that you bought in at, then yes, it is a long-term investment. But if you are one of these bandwagoner people that see all your Facebook friends, your Twitter friends making thousands of dollars, so you want to get down, it is not a long-term investment for you. It is a pump and dump, and you're losing money. All y'all motherfuckers, stay the fuck out of my inbox. Stay the fuck off my post when I am talking to the people that follow me and listen to me about investing. Because I invest differently than you. I am not a drug dealer. I don't like the idea of flipping money. That is not my cause. My cause is a safe place to save money that you can literally build on your money much more than you could had you put it in a bank. All y'all motherfuckers talk about, oh, buying is a safe move. I don't want to do a coin exchange to buy any type of crypto. Period. I don't want to buy anything that I can't download one specific wallet or one specific app and buy it easily to check on it. Y'all doing too much. And a lot of y'all seeing other people making money, so you're jumping in and you're not doing your research, you're going to get yourself hurt. Cryptocurrency, the stock market, it is not for everybody, and everybody will not make money. If you're not paying attention to it and knowing what's going on, you're going to fuck yourself up. So here go my advice. Download some finance apps. Watch you a little bit of finance YouTube. Create you a watch list of different stocks that you're going to watch and follow for a few weeks. Join Coinbase, get you some free money, and invest in the things that you believe in, that you use, that you understand. Because following behind somebody else will get you hurt. There are motherfuckers out here telling people what to invest in when they have no education and no credentials that tells them that they can tell other people what to invest in. And further, these motherfuckers make horrible investments they damn self. They done caught a couple of cryptos, a couple of stocks early. They done made a few thousand dollars. Now they think they fucking Bernie Madoff and they just fucking investment gurus and they not. Listen, anybody that's on Facebook telling you what to invest in, they just as broke as you. Because real niggas don't sit on Facebook all day, and that is a fact.
Yeah, yeah, it's that little Chico Pitbull, Mr. 305 till I die. Listen live online 24/7, you know what it is.
This is Nelly wishing everybody a happy holiday.
This is Rihanna. Let's get up close and intimate.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G, and I hope y'all ready for the bombest mother. To ever grace the airwaves in this town.
Everybody know this, hey, your boy, Kwame. Hey, I'm holding it down for DJ F exclusives. Just spinning, man.
A lot of y'all want to know who my top five is. A lot of y'all been asking about that top five. Well, here go number one. Drizzy. I suppose.
hugs.
I suppose.
I just wanna be successful. Yeah.
I just wanna be successful.
Woo!
I just wanna be successful.
God damn it!
Oh yeah, Trey, I fucking feel ya. They be staring at the money like it's unfamiliar. I get it, I live it, to me there's nothing realer. Just enough of all your problems, too much to kill ya. And when I leave, I always come right back here. The young spitter that everybody in rap fear. A lot of y'all are still sounding like last year. The game need changing, I'm the motherfucking cashier. Woo! Nickels for my thoughts, dimes in my bed. Quarters of the kush, shake the lines in my head. Ha! Take my verses too serious, you hate me. Cause I'm the one to paint a bigger picture, no HD. Yeah, I want it all, that's why I strive for it.
Diss me, you'll never get a reply for it.
Any award show or party, I get fly for it. I know that it's coming, I just hope it.
Wait a minute!
Money in the cars, cars in the clothes.
The hoes, I suppose. I just wanna be successful. Yeah.
I just wanna be successful.
Here go my number two.
Niggas been counting me out, been counting my bullets, I'm loading my clips, I'm writing down names, I'm making a list, I'm checking it twice and I'm getting them hit. The
rules
been dying, the fake ones is lit, the game is all balanced, I'm back on my shit. The Bentley is dirty, my sneakers is dirty, but that's how I like it. You all on my dick, I'm all in my bag, as hard as it get. I do not throw powder, I might take a sip, I might hit the blunt, but I'm liable to trip. I ain't popping no pill, but you do as you wish. I roll with some fiends, I love them to death. I got a few mil, but not all of them rich. What good is the bread if my niggas is broke? What good is first class if my niggas can't sit? That's my next mission, that's why I can't quit. Just like LeBron, get my niggas more chips. Just put the rollie right back on my wrist. This watch came from Drizzy, he gave me a gift. Back when the rap game was praying like this. They act like two legends cannot coexist. But I never beef with a nigga for nothing. If I smoke a rapper, it's gonna be legit. It won't be for fame. It won't be cause my shit ain't selling the same. It won't be to sell you my latest little sneakers. It won't be cause some niggas slid in my lane. Everything grows, it's destined to change. I love you little niggas, I'm glad that you came. I hope that you scrape every dollar you came. I hope you know money won't erase the pain. I'm begging you now. I was watching you when you was paving the ground. I copied your cadence, I mirrored your style. I studied the grace,
I'm the greatest right now.
Fuck if you feel me, you ain't got a choice. I ain't do no promo, still made all that noise. This shit gonna be different, I set my intentions. I promise to slap all that hate out your voice.
I'm
counting me out, I'm counting my bullets, I'm loading my clips, I'm writing down names, I'm making a list, I'm checking it twice and I'm
getting them hit.
The real ones been dying, the fake ones is lit. The game is up balance, I'm back on my shit. The billy is dirty, my sneakers is dirty, but that's how I like it. You all on my dick.
There go my number three. That boy Dirk.
That's energy, this shit smoking, this shit thrust for real. This that shit that had you choking and got Tuka killed. Niggas chasing clout and claiming bodies
they ain't do for real.
And my bitch got ass shots, but I promise that this strap is
real. Wait a minute!
This ain't no G, this shit smoking, this shit thrust for real. This that shit that had you choking and
got Tuka killed.
Niggas chasing clout and claiming bodies
they ain't do for real.
And my bitch got ass shots, but I promise that this strap is real. Niggas ain't gon' shoot for real.
They ain't gon' shoot
for real. Call up Muwapi, grab his Glock and he gon' shoot the kill. I done hit stains for real, niggas ain't game for real, niggas go to jail or tell. I done see hits from my cell. Bad bitch post my bill, scream fuck 12, all these bills came from the cartel. They say I got mail, then who got nail, that boy a trophy, I'ma put him on the shelf. This ain't no G, this shit smoking, this shit thrust for real. This that shit that had you choking and got Tuka killed. Niggas chasing clout and claiming bodies they ain't do for real. And my bitch got ass shots, but I promise that this rap is real. This ain't no G, this shit smoking, this shit thrust for real.
Don't get in hating shit, I'm on some gated shit. My people proud, I'm real as it gets.
Hey.
I don't like the waiting, I swear I'm impatient, I don't like to sit.
Number four.
I'm chilling with Connecticut's finest female, DJ Exclusive.
Lil Baby.
Saving no bitch, I had put out my Glock, but I picked up a stick. Don't get in hating shit, I'm on some gated shit. My people proud, I'm real as it gets. Don't have to taste me, I don't like the waiting. I swear I'm impatient, I don't like to sit. I made a way for you, little bitty niggas. I wish you would play with me, boy, you a bitch. Bro, don't keep it solid, I know you won't tell it. Grew up in the streets, I ain't never saw belly. I didn't have shit, I ain't never get jealous. Born in this shit, I grew up with some fetish. Be sure this water will go at your middle. My little girl, she ain't your
car.
I don't really have to talk about stepping, cause my niggas never get caught when they happen. I'm still no serving, no running, no snapping. You can take this as you want and I'm packing. If it's inside of my hand when I back
Jones, hope you gotta be stunned on the package. It's the real, you know that I'm passing. Get the ball, I'ma score, I'm passing. Got no love for no whore, ain't passionate. I done ran up a dub on an accident. To the streets, on the voice, I'm an advocate. That's the plug, that's the most he done ever sent. Niggas broke, what's the most you done ever spent? Getting paid, it's the most I done ever say. We gon' hop out with K, I've been saving niggas, I ain't saving no bitch. I had put out my Glock, but I picked up a stick. Don't get in hating shit, I'm on some gated shit. My people proud, I'm real as it gets. Don't have to chase me, I don't like the waiting. I swear I'm impatient, I don't like to sit. I made a way for you, look at these niggas. I wish you would pay with me before you would be. I've been saving my Glock, I ain't saving no bitch. I had put out my Glock, but I picked up a stick. Don't get in hating shit, I'm on some gated shit. My people proud, I'm real as it gets. Don't have to chase me, I don't like the waiting. I swear I'm impatient, I don't like to sit.
Number five. That boy Cordae. This is my top five a lot. I dare you to beat it.
I dream in color. And I sleep on a canvas. I think we all need each other. Empathy, that could be our advantage. Bad bitch speak Creole and Spanish. You look this way, then I'm liking my chances. Oh man, why I go on these tangents? Bird's eye view, this shit panoramic. Still fighting off my paranoia. Shit too real, just fire my lawyer. Trust issues, I'm needing to fix it. That could be an empire destroyer. You seen what happened to Julius Caesar. Stevie Wonder told me you were a leader. My girl had forfeit a tennis match to meet my grandmama. Man, she truly a keeper.
I don't know why this is coming. Rich as hell, won't stress over nothing. I don't listen to the public opinion. Their portrayal, it is dressed in assumption. I don't really know what a nigga been fighting for, but I'm fighting for it. And every song that I record be saving lives, I'm fighting for it.
If I shoot my shot,
wish, Michael Jordan. And if I get it live, it came from the microcord.
Hold on, maybe that's the difference. Other niggas making bad decisions.
This is Nelly, wishing everybody a happy holiday.
This is Rihanna. Let's get up close and intimate.
This is Big Snoop, D-O-double-G. And I hope y'all ready for the bombest mother that ever graced the airwaves in this.
Everybody know this your boy, Kwame. Holding it down for DJ exclusives. Just spin it, man.
Wonder why I'm so down with this shit. Single mom, no co-parents in this bitch. Used to walk to the library for the Wi-Fi. It was like four Karens in that bitch. But what's your purpose? What's your motives? What's your dreams? What's your goals? Is are your thoughts pure? Are you focused? It's a real nigga diagnosis. Are your friends real or they bogus? Are they by your side at your lowest? Though I'm not so easily broken, but at times I feel hopeless.
Rich as hell, won't stress over nothing. I don't listen to the public opinion. Their portrayal, it is just an assumption. And I don't really know what a nigga been fighting for,
but I'm fighting for it.
And every song that I record be saving lives. I'm typing for it. If I shoot my shot.
Yeah, well, that is my top five in order. Drizzy, J. Cole, Lil Durk, Lil Baby, and Cordae. They are my top five because, one, anybody that's trying to argue with Drake being hands down the best doing it right now, you're fucking stupid and I don't even want to fucking talk to you. Successful is probably one of my top five Drake songs only because this is an anthem. It's how I feel about myself. It's like probably one of his first joints ever that played on the radio, and it solidified exactly what he came to do. Ever since that song hit the radio up until now, Drake has been unstoppable. And all he wanted to be was successful. He did that. Now, that might not mean nothing to y'all, but his son, not so successful looking. But shout out to Adonis. Shout out to Drake. Drake is the living GOAT. Number two, I pick J. Cole. I prefer J. Cole over Drake. However, J. Cole is nowhere near as consistent as Drake. Yes, I like it when I can sit with an album, let an album marinate, learn all the words, and really go through all types of feelings and vibes and moods to the music. However, it is very, very difficult to maintain fandom when you get a new album or a new song every 2 to 3 years. I think J. Cole can be a little bit more consistent, can drop just a little bit more music. He doesn't have to oversaturate like per se a Lil Baby, but he can definitely give us more. Lil Durk. I wasn't always a fan of Durk, but Durk has grown on me for the same reasons, consistency. He's consistently dropped music and he's actually gotten much better from when I first discovered him. Dirk actually be saying something, and it's not all melodic bullshit. He's actually kicking some shit, and I fuck with Dirk. I'm looking forward to seeing Dirk have a very long-lasting career. He has definitely got music worth listening to. Lil Baby. Lil Baby came in the game, and everybody was like, oh, Lil Baby, Lil Baby. He was another one that I was just like, I'm not really fucking with all that auto-tune and all that South shit. But when you really bust down what he's saying and listen to what he's saying, Lil Baby is another one that goes. He spits, the music is good, and he is also incredibly consistent. You can always depend on a new Lil Baby record. Last but not least is Cordae. I think that he is properly placed at my number 5. He is not that consistent, but every single song this man got is fire. I have never heard a whack song from him. He is definitely one of the leaders of the new school. He has the type of flow and the type of bars where I see longevity in his career. I can certainly see myself listening to Cordae 5-10 years from now. I'm not really sure if that's true for a lot of these artists. My top 5, I like to pick music that everybody can fuck with. You don't got to be a hip-hop head all in your backpack, all in the underground, just to support the music, to feel the music, to catch a vibe from the music. And I don't think that's the truth for these artists that I pick. So yeah, if you were able to guess my top 5 before this episode came out, go to nothingmerch.com, make your order, hit me up for your discount code. I got 50% off for you. I do appreciate you shopping with me, messing with me, and being an avid listener of the Nothing Podcast.
Hi. Good afternoon, everyone. I am completely here for it. I am 100% Team Denifer. I feel like it's overdue, honestly, truly. And yeah, I can't wait to see what comes out from this. Hopefully Jennifer Garner is somewhere just taking care of the kids and minding her business.
Now, if you don't follow Mayo News like Jennifer Lopez and who her boyfriend is this week, then this just might not mean nothing to y'all. But shout out to one of my favorite admins, Tiani Spears, owner, head honcho of Some Like It Hot, who is a rich white woman. So he actually cares about this type of shit. I didn't really want to report on it. So I am glad that he took the time to basically say, they fucking, and if you got a problem with it, mind your motherfucking business. I should have added this into rapid fire nothingness, but I love Tiani so much. I love his whole life. I love his voice. I just wanted to let him get his shit off. So like he said, I hope Ben's wife is at home taking care of the kids and minding her business, because if she decided that she wanted to go on vacation with her ex, ride a little dick, suck a little dick, that wouldn't be okay. But Ben, aka Batman, probably one of the worst actors ever, gets to go on vacation with ran through vagina ass Jennifer Lopez, and we're just like, I'm gonna keep it a bean with y'all. I probably would have cared more if she got back together with Diddy. I think she needs to go back to Diddy. What do you guys think? Drop a comment.
One another, and this is why I say I don't fault our generation, because we were given half information. Mm-hmm. So in our generation, men and women were literally pitted against one another. I see the outcomes of all that, because every other group can have their different classes, their country, their this or that, but everybody else can seem to link up. We just can't seem to link up longer than short term.
It's real. You know, I've never shared this with anybody. I'm going to get dragged right now for saying this, but and even my husband drags me for saying it. I for a long time lost faith in my American black man.
Mm-hmm. We spend more time beefing than building. So go back all the way to the beginning where you said you lost faith in black men. Well, let's beef while we build. But if we're building, we're going to be too tired to beef. Mm-hmm. The biggest problem in black America is not racism, white supremacy. It's the sobering reality that black men and black women don't get along.
It's true.
And when he said it, I wasn't in a place to hear it. I was like, that can't be.
I don't think our people are used to seeing a black man mm-hmm. dressed and presented as well as you.
Black men have to be able to be fully human. mm-hmm. fully expressed. And that's our responsibility, to be able to dress in your joggers, in your Jordans, or your suit, and it be the same across the board. Yeah.
Dave branded you as gay so much that when you walked in, I expected to see a feminine man.
And that's why I take it on, because calling me gay ain't nothing. They've been calling me gay since I was in high school. Long eyelashes.
But you were married three times, right? Twice? Okay.
My high school sweetheart, and then...
You still said it like she's still your sweetheart.
I snap a lot of respect for her. She's the mother of my child.
You'll still hit that if you saw me.
Well, it might not mean nothing to y'all, but we got it wrong. Me included. We got it wrong. And we should have known better, because since Tasha K has come to be, I can't think of a time, to my knowledge, where she has lied. I mean, she has said some things. She may have speculated a little bit more than she should, but I can never say that she outright lied. Now, if you're not aware of what I'm speaking on, you just listened to a clip of an exclusive Patreon episode that Tasha K is dropping on May 10th, 10 p.m. with the Godfather, Kevin Samuels. When she did a little promo post, she posted a picture of Kevin Samuels having a conversation with her husband, and her caption was that her husband called Kevin Samuels on her, "She's gotta go, bye." Comments. One comment in particular opened up the floodgates to the possibility that the image that Tasha K posted was Photoshopped, and she was jumping on the Kevin Samuels bandwagon trying to get some likes and views. Now, I know better than that. I know Tasha K does not need no likes. She don't need no views. She do good. However, the photo did look Photoshopped. You could see right through his blazer. His shadow wasn't reflecting off of the wall the way that it would be if he stood there. So for lack of better reasoning, we all went with the fact that it was Photoshopped. Shortly after that picture dropped, she dropped a clip on YouTube that you just heard a portion of, where she sitting at the table in the wine den with Kevin Samuels, and they are having an interview, and she's giving it up exclusively on Patreon. Now, if you follow my auntie Tasha K, then you know most of her Patreon footage, it does make it to YouTube eventually. But if you are thirsty to hear the interview with Kevin Samuels, make sure you subscribe to her Patreon, show her some love, and tell me all about the interview, because I personally will wait. I have way too many Patreon subscriptions, way too many monthly things coming out of my account, and I really need to cancel some of these things, not add additionals on to it. But I just want to come on my platform and say, I got it wrong. I jumped to conclusions. I was reading the comments and I was overanalyzing the photo. And I too said that it was Photoshopped, but you just heard evidence that the photo may have looked crazy, but she definitely got a one-on-one sit-down interview with the Godfather, Kevin Samuels. So if you're one of those people that believe that that photo was Photoshopped, the interview that she got cannot be. You just heard a clip of it. Now, before I get to the end of the show, of course, I got to do my rapid fire nothingness. And I also want to take a moment to let y'all know I will be dropping my top five Connecticut artists as my nothing leak today. So the nothing leak is going to be a little bit longer than y'all usually expect. And what y'all usually used to. Y'all usually used to me closing the show one last song for the one time. But this time I'm closing the show with my top five out of Connecticut. Shout out to Mr. Pregante. Shout out to Mr. Alex Sims, a.k.a. Scooty Sims. Shout out to Penn Simmons. Shout out to Skeezer Leo. Shout out to Preem Gully, the only female in my top list. The same reason that I give mainstream artists these accolades, unsigned artists get the same shit. I just named some incredibly consistent artists from Connecticut. I've just named some artists. Not only are they consistent, but the music is of... I can't even put words on how they all deliver awesome quality. You could tell they're all spending good money to go to the studio. Out of all of the artists I named, Pregante has the worst mixed music, but his music is still mixed good enough for you to enjoy it and get a full feel out of it. I have to say that because when I am talking about artists and I'm telling you why I like them, I gotta be fully transparent and tell you all that you're going to get from these artists. Like when I reviewed Scooty, I got down on Scooty because he likes to quote a lot of artists, like famous people, songs that you know. It's kind of like he samples songs with singing them versus the beat. At first, it was rubbing me the wrong way because I felt he was doing it a little bit too much. But the more I listen to the album, the more I'm like, yo, man, that shit just worked. And if it worked, it worked. You can't hate on somebody that's doing something that works. Penn Simmons, Dark Cloud. Ever since I heard it, I cannot stop listening to it. I listen to it at least once a day. You know, I fuck with him on Facebook. I leave comments on his posts with lyrics to his songs. That's how much I am in love with that album. I can't even really find much to say bad about it. Like, you know, I mean, there's nothing perfect, but that album is as close as you're going to get to perfect for an unsigned artist. Gully, though I've never heard an album from her, she drops a significant amount of singles and music videos, and she's incredibly consistent. Though she has never given me a verse like she's promised, and though she's never got on any of the beats that she's bought, and she has purchased a few beats from me, I think 3 or 4 of them shits, she's still one of the best female artists that I've heard from Connecticut. I'm not going to say the best female in Connecticut, but out of all the females that I've heard, and I've heard a lot of them, she is one of the better ones, and I fuck with her music, and I fuck with her personality. She's very funny, and she has a lot going on for her. If she get the right people behind her, she can be probably the next female artist, because she damn sure talking more than a Cardi B, a Megan Thee Stallion. You know what I mean? She's doing her thing. And all of these artists that I'm going to play for you today, I talk to them, I fuck with them, and I will work with every last single one of them. So I want y'all to know, when you're listening to The Nothing Leaks today, understand all these artists are from Connecticut and they all doing their thing, and you can hit them all up. They all work. Also, Rapid Fire Nothingness is going to be real short into the point, because I don't really have many things that I want to go through, as it was a slow news week. But I do want to say a few things. A lot of you guys are investing in some new cryptocurrency that's out. I can't pronounce it, but just like I had said earlier about Doge, you want to be very, very careful when you're investing in cryptocurrency, especially when you have to do coin exchanges and all kind of things like that, so you can get the investment. So just be very, very careful. I want to send a quick shout out to all of my amends and everything lit. Y'all been holding it down. I do appreciate y'all. Shout out to everybody who had a birthday and everything lit. Shout out to Lip Gallagher for posting this picture of Stevie Wonder behind a Tesla. That is incredibly hilarious. Shout out to Billy for posting this video of Omarion that is catching every single cymbal, hi-hat, everything in this beat, and he is really busting it. I know a lot of people are clowning him, but Omarion could really dance his ass off, and that is just a fact. Let's see what we got going on. Shout out to Jim Jones. He's probably a living legend. He is a living legend. Jim Jones is making some of the best music that I have heard in a long time. And this is all the facts. What else do we got going on? Oh my goodness. Shout out to the Dipset. Shout out to rapper 40 Cal. You know, and shout out to Inside Edition. Because out of everybody that reported on this, Inside Edition was the only one that reported on the story and told the story the way the story should be told. It might not mean nothing to y'all, but 40 Glock his daughter, she's about 19, 20 years old. She's been missing since April 24th. The family cannot find her. Apparently, the story is her boyfriend broke up with her and she couldn't take it. So she told him that she was going to kill herself. The boyfriend stayed on the phone with her for over 4 hours trying to talk her down to no avail. They say that she said that she was going to kill herself, turned her phone off. Apparently, she had over 66 missed calls on her device. And when her phone was pinged by law enforcement, her last ping was the Niagara Falls. So it is she is under the assumption to have committed suicide and jumped into the Niagara Falls. That is horrible, only because if you don't know about the Niagara Falls, please Google it. Please look at a picture of it. Please try to put the Niagara Fall image in your face and in your head and understand why someone choosing this method of suicide is so sad for the family. There is going to be no possible way that her body is recovered. So that means her mother, her father, her family, everybody that love her, gonna constantly wonder if she ran away or if she really died. Never ever getting the closure of seeing your loved one actually dead, that will haunt you forever because you will never really know if they survive. So I'm sorry if she's passed away. My prayers are with the Dipset and 40 Glock, and I really, really, really hope that they can get some closure to what went on with that baby. Shout out to everybody that celebrated Mother's Day with their family. A lot of y'all was posting y'all moms and showing love. I feel like the deeper we get into social media and social media being so heavy and something that we use so much, we deal with a lot of serial posting and people posting things and then other people saying horrible shit about it. And we got to kind of get over that because that's not cool. I don't usually fuck with Gilly the Kid, but Gilly the Kid said that he don't fuck with old school rap. He said he only really fuck with the new artists like Pooh Shiesty, Lil Durk, things like that. I don't necessarily agree, but I do agree to the extent of a lot of us that are in our 30s or better. We are stuck on Jay-Z, Biggie, Nas, Tupac. Artists that were in their prime in the 90s. It is 2021. You cannot say that you are a hip-hop head and you are not properly educating yourself on what is actually happening in the culture. That is not okay. That's not cool. And you're not a hip-hop head if you're doing that, because some of these new artists, they are dropping dope music. I don't give a fuck what none of y'all say. Serena Williams pancaked her face. She bleached her skin and she wanted to look like that. Y'all can blame the makeup artist. You can blame whoever the fuck you want, but that bitch wanted to look like that. The little boy that ordered the $2,600 worth of SpongeBob popsicles on Amazon is hilarious, but I blame his parents. I blame his parents. You left him alone for way too long with a mobile device connected to the internet with a credit card attached to it. There is no way that that boy could figure out how to do that by himself and mail it to his aunt house. Y'all not raising that baby right. Y'all need to go pay him just a little bit more attention. Now, do remember, I got an EP coming out called New Jersey Vibes. I have an album also that I'm working on. It's called The Departed. It might not mean nothing to y'all, but my nothing motivation is going to be like this. I'm protecting my peace, so I am not mad at you if defriending me and blocking me and removing my existence from your life is a form of protection of your peace. I'd actually rather it than you sub me on social media and attempt to go back and forth with me because you drunk and it make you feel good or whatever the fuck may be. This is year 2021. We going on year 2022. Ain't nobody got no time to be sitting here on social media all day arguing with somebody because they mad at the decisions that you are making for your livelihood and what makes you happy. And with that, I am out of here. Make sure y'all stay to the end of the show and listen to all of the nothing leaks and full. You will not be sorry.
Life is the passion.
You are now rocking with DJ Fclusive, Connecticut's finest female DJ.
Yeah. Left the corner store with a packs of Twix. Heart heavy, mind heavy as I reminisce. I get to thinking Ben, I get to thinking Faye. I get to thinking skies, I get to thinking gray. The hood is an experiment.
And the faith today, I don't know where it went. But I'ma get out my ego, drop these bars though and sip this Tito. So it seems life used to be about dreams, now life is all about memes. My fitness stay fit, judged by the pigs, can count on one hand the real folks at my gigs. My mama say push it, daddy say push it, had a little tax money, Uncle Sam took it. Ballin' on a budget, priority first, hope wisdom came with that Louboutin purse. These are the signs, my homie too much is doing too much time. These are the signs, my favorite artist in the whole world is blind. Let me stop with the text, cause my mind's on my set, and I ain't through with this yet, yo. Let me stop with the text, because the puzzle's perplexed, but I'ma solve it, you bet, you bet.
And to my people in pain,
I hope you live in your life, I hope you live in your life.
I wish you all success,
I hope you live in your life, I hope you live in your life.
I like this one.
Heavy verses like a quarter brick, a song of bird, man, I'm highly approachable. Fuck what you heard and we still in the cut, youngin'. We put in work while these pussy niggas talking slick. Give me the word. We throw them threes up when it's rapping time, man, they saying that they run the city. Who? Never mind, man, these niggas got my old flows. They got my old hoes. Lying in they raps and put it on they bros. Man, he got one time, the moonlight one time. Pussy nigga talking like his gun fly. I'm talking like I hustle to the sunrise. Why he talking like he cook coke and cut pies? Man, I'm watching from the back like the umpire. Like that's big cap, that's some big cap. How he work out and got his bitch snatched. Man, I walk it like I talk it, that's a big fact. Man, we pop bottles before we pop hollows. And we carry big shit plus size models. We be throwing hundreds at the fan. Why these bitches on my dick, go get a man. And we get into this paper, understand? I used to play the back, now I'm the man. And we be throwing hundreds at the fan. Why these bitches on my dick, go get a man.
Too busy kissing in the back. I don't feel that cold bad with racks. Like Rick Ross, I'm trying to get a Maybach. These niggas be capping that.
I pull up in front of the trap. You niggas is doing it wrong. You hustling all day long, trying to get the money, but you living funny, never winning money, you lost. And you live grimy, and we know you slimy, and you still bet it at all costs. But I'ma take a chain, I'ma make it rain, I'ma slide on you, Rick Ross. And you can just call me a boss, cause everything I do is toss. I'm not into taking a loss, just give me the money and you can get lost. I'm in a trap with the big dogs, where niggas never stress over missed calls. So where niggas playing chess with a pistol, make one false move.
She putting in work. I wanna see if you really could hang or you gonna be tired.
tapping out first. You doing it vicious, I'm not backing down, we going on walk. Now throwing a towel and you know that there ain't no quit up in the point. She putting in work, she putting in work, she putting in work. I wanna see if you really could hang or you gonna be tapping out first. You throwing it vicious, I'm not backing down, we going on walk. Now throwing a towel and you know that there ain't no quit up in the point. She putting in work, she putting in work, she putting in work. This the third time that you squirt. Water fountain, sprinkle alert. Put it in dirt, make it leave earth. You get it back on the first. Infinity stones, bringing me back in the time zone. You'll see the timing that I'm on. Putting in work, putting in work. Told you we gon' be all night long. Bring your best moves, got my vest on. And a playlist with all of my songs. Get my dive on. She said that she loved me when really she loving the python. Get my shine on, girl, get right on. Go ahead and turn to the side on. She putting in work, she putting in work. She putting in work. I wanna see if you really could hang or you gonna be tapping out first. You doing it vicious, I'm not backing down, we going on walk. Now throwing a towel and you know that there ain't no quit up in the point. She putting in work, she putting in work, she putting in work. I wanna see if you really could hang or you gonna be tapping out first. You doing it vicious, I'm not backing down, we going on walk. Now throwing a towel and you know that there ain't no quit up in the point. She putting in work, she putting in work, she putting in work. This the third time that you squirt. Water fountain, sprinkle alert. Put it in dirt, make it leave earth. You get it back on the first. Infinity stones, bringing me back in the time zone. You'll see the timing that I'm on. Putting in work, putting in work. Told you we gon' be all night long. Bring your best moves, got my vest on. And a playlist with all of my songs. Get my dive on. She said that she loved me when really she loving the python. Get my shine on, girl, get right on. Go ahead and turn to the side on. She putting in work, she putting in work. I wanna see if you really could hang or you gonna be tapping out first. You throwing it vicious, I'm not backing down, we going on walk. Now throwing a towel and you know that there ain't no quit up in the point. She putting in work, she putting in work, she putting in work. I wanna see if you really could hang or you gonna be tapping out first. You throwing it vicious, I'm not backing down, we going on walk. Now throwing a towel and you know that there ain't no quit up in the point. She putting in work, she putting in work, she putting in work.
Damn, Jordy, this shit big.
Time I speak the truth and that's the real me. Everything clean, how to get it through the filthy. Sacrifices analyzing, got me criticizing, this might take a while. I go so hard and that's my job to keep on slaying shit. And all these niggas steady chatting, they ain't saying shit. I love the hate and competition, that's my favorite. I'm all about my hopes and dreams, but I ain't chasing it. Cause I believe if it was meant to be, then it would be. Instead I'm searching, steady working on the better me. Mastery chef and with the lyrics, check the recipe. I keep control over my mind, that telepathy.
Too much you see, the world keeps turning. Too much you see, the world keeps turning.
Every time I speak the truth and that's the real me. Niggas say they down, turn around and do you filthy. Now I'm out here wildin', got me criticizing all these fucking phony bothers. I don't know why I threw you trust, guess that's the real in me. I should've known you were a wolf, but you was dressed as sheep. You know a nigga hella woke, but they treat me like sleep. I'm all about my hopes and dreams, but I ain't chasing these. Cause I believe if it was meant to be, then it would be. Instead I'm searching, steady working on a better me. Mastery chef and with the lyrics, check the recipe. I keep control over my mind, that telepathy. I've been smoking body, moving all this life. And yo, I'm fucking with me. Catch me off my grind, cause a nigga fall.
Dedication, the hustle. That's all it takes to make it out the struggle. Inspiration, dedication, the hustle. That's all it takes to make it out the struggle. Inspiration, dedication, the hustle. That's all it takes to make it out the struggle. Inspiration, dedication, the hustle. That's all it take to make it out the struggle. It's hard to dream when your nightmares keeping you wide awake. Started with a dirty past, now I keep a clean slate. Used to wake up mad at the world, but now I feel great. I'm in a good space, burning down the whole eighth. The more I overthink, the more I wanna smoke and drink. I was fucked up so bad, I almost lost faith. I lost family, lost money, and I lost weight. All these losses, losing my mom, the biggest heartbreak. Depression almost had me, I'm glad I escaped. So ashamed, couldn't even look my kids in their face. Hard times make you want to mask up and hit a bank. Being broke or homeless kept my mind in a dark place. Survival with the fittest, I done took all I could take. But now I ain't running out of gas, I got a full tank.
Still running.
Yeah. Said I ain't running out of gas, I got a full tank. Inspiration, dedication, the hustle. That's all it take to make it out the struggle. Inspiration, dedication, the hustle. That's all it take to make it out the struggle. Inspiration, dedication, the hustle. That's all it take to make it out the struggle. Inspiration, dedication, the hustle.
You are now rocking with DJ Exclusive, Connecticut's finest female DJ.
Got the eye of the tiger, in other words, I want it bad. Supreme goal, gotta give my kids what I never had. In the field like Eminem, power running to the bag. Keep my eyes on my own paper, that's what I learned in class. Long you staying tough, the tough times will never last. Focus on where I'm heading, I ain't worried about the past. Homeless, no cash, flipping 80 still I gotta have. Waking up mad, barely had a place to take it back. So much shit on my mind, I barely wanna smile and laugh. But look at me now, I came up with a couple scabs. From the bottom, I came a long way from wearing rags. Making sales, catch a cab, I changed my ways not to brag. Inspiration, dedication, the hustle. That's all it take to make it out the struggle. Inspiration, dedication, the hustle. That's all it take to make it out the struggle. Inspiration, dedication, the hustle. That's all it take to make it.